Viter in Shas. We are in Menachos, Daf Nun Beis. Picking up at the top of the page, five lines down, second to last one in the line. Tanu Rabbanan. We left off with the discussion with the Machlokas, and we're going to see now another Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, about whether the money is taken from the Beis HaMikdash to pay for certain things. Tanu Rabbanan. Par Helam Davashel Tzibur, Siri Avodas Kochavim. Betchila magbin lehen. Right, originally we made it. We would get them from the peeps, from the tzibor. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as I gesagt, Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Shimon Omer mitrumas alishka himbar. No, they came from the money that was brought from the Beis Hamikdash. Aiva Tanya Efchahu, he said the flip. The Rabbi Shimon says that you would collect a new thing for these things. Rabbi Yehuda says that it came from, that was taken from the Beit HaMikdash. Hemina Achrita, which one of these brises was taught later, and therefore should be the one that we go with. Emrua Rabbana Kamidra Ravashi, Lema Kamayis Achrita. See, the first one was the one that came last. The Shimon Lid, Rabbi Shimon Dechayish Lepshia, because we learned that Rabbi Shimon is worried about negligence, therefore it's unlikely that he would say that a special collection would have been set up. Amalhu Ravashi, I feel the term of Achrita. You can even say that the latter one, the second Brisa that was said, the one that we said here, was the one that came later. Which says that Rav Shimon, that is, who says that it's Rav Shimon who holds that this new collection was made to pay for these two things. Because when was it that he's worried about Pshia? But most of the less with Kapar Bagava, only where those who pay for this carbon, we're not going to get any Kapara. We're not worried that they're not going to bring it over there because they're going to get a kapar. What actually ended up coming out? It says my offering, my food for my fires, my satisfying aroma, should be watchful to offer to me in its appointed time. It's going to tell you that it's coming from the Beis HaMikdash treasury. Since Rabbi Shimon is price that learns that his din from a pasuk, we have to come out that that's the primary view of Rabbi Shimon, and since it works with the review of Rabbi Shimon, brought in the price of the first one that's mentioned, therefore we come out that that was the one that was taught last. That's authoritative. Ushleim ahaisa kreva, and was brought shalim, right? We learned earlier, if the Kohen Gadol died, there's no Kohen Gadol that was set up in the meantime. You have to bring in a complete nisan. As normally you take a nisan and you take half in the morning, half in the afternoon, but you have to take a complete one for the chavitan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, speaking for the Yerushim, according to Rabbi Shimon, the money came from the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Bayi Rabbi Yochanan, Shleima shachus Shleima bein arbaim, Odim Shleima shachus Ubetela bein arbaim. Is it that you have to do a full one in the morning, full in the afternoon? Or is it a full in the morning that covers everything and then you don't bring it all in the afternoon? I'll bring a raya from the Mishnah, which talks about the Tamid. Shmini Bechaviten, the eighth Kohen, brought the Chaviten of the Kohen Gadol up the ramp onto the Mizbeach. This is talking about the 13 Kohanim were involved in the carbon tamid in the morning and afternoon. It brings out each one of them what they had to do. The 8th Kohen standing in line before the ramp to the Mizbeach had the responsibility to bring the Chavitim up the ramp onto the Mizbeach. Okay. Vim Isa de Betela Ben Arbaim. If you want to say it's Batel and Ben Arbaim, there's no thing that happens over there because it's given in the morning. Sometimes it's going to happen, will not happen, that the eighth one is going to bring the Chavitin. Hechidami, the base Kohen Gadol, lo minu achetachtav. When, let's say, the Kohen Gadol died, and then put another one in his place. So since it says that the eighth Kohen always carries the Chavitin, there's proof that there's always a Chavitin that's brought in the morning and the afternoon. And since the Mishnah says that until new Kohen Gadol is appointed, a holy Saron is brought whenever Chavitin has to be brought, it comes out that a holy Saron is brought in the morning and another holy Saron is brought in the afternoon. There you go. Eskimar, hold on one second. Let's try to knock that thing off. Amura Bona Kamehendu Rabbi Yirmiya. Omer said, Bavloi Tipshai, foolish Babylonians. Mishum de Yasu ba'asur de Chashocha, Ami Shvaitse de Machshachan. Because they live in a land that's dark, they say things that are off, that are a little bit dark. Rashi says the Bavel Amuke is deep. The Chsiva Omer Nasula Charbi. So it's a low place and it's dark over there, and they don't really understand what they're saying here. So they just like kind of make things up over here. Ella de Katani Shvi Basolas Chi Bayin. Right, so, yeah, but according to this, and it's in the Mishnah, Tamid, when it says that there is, at the seventh Kohen brought the fine flour, the Milcha, the ninth one brought the wine, which is part of the Nesachim, Heichi Dam, Hachinami, the Lo Batli. You want to say, Ophiaros, in this case, that it never didn't happen? Of course it happens. Like the general rule is that you have the eighth guy did whatever he did, but there are exceptions to that rule. This is one of them, right? So here it says, Mechasam and Iskehem Balayla. It says that things have to be done at night. And it comes to teach that the supplemental Nesachim that come by a carbon can be brought even at night. Mechasam and Iskehem, a few little machar. And also the fact that it doubles up, it's come to say it can be brought even the next day. So we see sometimes the Talmud itself was brought without its mincha nesachim, but the Tana still gives the seventh and ninth of the coin and brought them onto the mizbeach. Ella, the ilo katani, must be the e. Like, what if something happens? Then lo katani doesn't teach us. My father used to ask a lot of questions. What if this? What if that? He said, what if your head was in your tuchus? Would you put on tefillin? I said, yeah, but without a bracha. Right? In other words, the point is that, like, it's, yes, I got it. There's exceptions, but the general thing is we're not teaching all these cases. Hachanamidi, look at anyone who teaches it also. So therefore, you don't say that it happens in the entirety. And maybe there'd be a time that you don't bring the whole thing of it. So you don't have a riot, because it says the fact that it's the eighth thing. So that means that you bring in the morning and the night. Drua Kame de Rava, they brought in front of Rava of Yirmi's comment that the Bavel are their fools. Amar, he said, Mibishusin. Rishusin Amri Kamayu, they mitivusa and Lor Mikamayu. It says, okay, they bring before the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael only our embarrassing things, right? Rashi's Kashanu Omrim Shum Tam Shinu Yafe Omrim Sal Shom Mustani Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Then they go and they tell them that. But what about our good stuff? Mitivusa and Lor Mikamayu. Then they tell our good stuff. Rashi's Ki Amri Mili Mal Yusa Lor Amri Lulu Kamayu. So we just look really silly over here. Lamaisa, we're actually great. Hadam Rava, and Rava then said, Hachanami Tivusani, this din that I made, that holy son has to be brought both in the morning and the afternoon, is also very logical, because even if I can't learn that from the Mishnah and Tamid, I can learn it from the Pasuk. Amakra, the Pasuk says about the Chavitin, Solis Mincha Tamid, fine flowers and Mincha Tamid, all the time. It's got to be Tamid. Hare hi lecha keminchas Tamidin. Right, so therefore, this is teaching us that if the chavitin should be like the mincha of the tamid, just like the tamid morning afternoon never stops. So to the chavitin also they never stop also, and let's get morning afternoon. Since our Mishnah says that until new kohen god is appointed, the holy stone is going to be brought. It comes out that the holy stone is brought in the morning, and another one is brought in the afternoon. In fact, my avilah. Okay, what ended up coming out according to this, right, is it didn't go according to Rav that holy stone is brought both morning and afternoon. This is going through Yirmiyah that when a holy stone is brought, it's brought only in the morning. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Toshma, let's take a look. The time of the Tanna Brisa is straight up. Shlema Shachos Shlema Rabbim, straight up morning and night. Amarav Yochanan Pligi Ba Abba Yosi Ben Dustai Rabban. This question was a machlokas between these two greats, Abba Yosef and Dustai Omer. Mafrish lo shnei kamatzim shel levona. You have separate two komitzes of levona, meaning the Kohen Gadol. Komitz achus and komitz ben arbaim. Rabbanan amri, mafrish lo komitz achus, bring one komitz of levona. Chatzi komitz achus, chatzi komitz ben ha'arbaim. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. B'mai kamifka, what exactly is a machlokas? Abba Yosef and Dustai Omer lo ashkechan chatzi komitz dekari. We never find that half a komitz of levona is brought with a mincha, Rabban and Savri, at lo ashkechan nisaron the boyish nekamatzim. We never find that there's nisaron that needs two komets of levona. By Rabbi Yochanan, Kohen Gadol Shemes, v'lo miro acher tachtav. Your Kohen Gadol died and didn't set up another one in the meantime. Beep, turn the page on base. Amud base. The Rabban and Uchvel levona. So according to Rabbanan, who said that this the chavitin of a half nisaron needs a half komets of levona, should his levona be doubled? Right, so we bring a whole kometz of Lavona with his holy sun, a flower in the morning, and then another whole kometz with his holy sun in the afternoon. Olo, right? Or maybe, or not. You should bring only half a kometz of Lavona with the morning one and half one in the Lavona in the afternoon. Well, mi aminim mitoch shehuchbelu salta huchbelu Lavona. So do we say that since the amount of the solos of flower has been doubled up over here, right, and therefore, because we learned in Daftanal from the word oso, you double it up, and the other one learned that from the fact that it's got to be completely burnt. So, do we go and we say, as Rashi says, the soul is gali krab hosafa kamer leel Rabbi Huda mi osa Rabbi Shimon mi kliel taktor. Odilma my degali gali, that which told us to double up, we double up. My degali gali, what it didn't tell us to double, we don't double up. Vishemen, and about the oil, chavitim bin abu yosi ben dustai, ben rabban, and ma, what's going to be the according to both of them? Should the amount of the oil be doubled, since the amount of flour is doubled, or not? Amarava tawa shema wa 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 wa. Chamisha kumatsin, there are five different kumatsin. Right, the five times that they bring their kometz, and it doesn't bring the lavona of the kohen gadol's chavitin, because it lists only things that are measured with the full kometz. Ve'im isa. Now, if it's really true, according to Rabbanan, a full kometz lavona comes with each chavita michel, and there's no kohen gadol, zimnim shkachas l'shiva. Then sometimes it's going to come out that there's actually seven. But we know that since the Mishnah doesn't list these two kamatzim, it comes out that even when there's no kohen gadol and an entire yisurin is brought, a flour is brought, for each chavitin, only half a kohen of levana is going to come along with it. So it's Gemara, di lo katani. Now we're not, don't make a riot from there, because Mishnah wasn't talking about e cases. If this happens, that happens. Says Gemara, Rav Yosef HaPapa, V'gamal Allah Shemaitzah, you've seen down, he said this idea, Amar Le Rav Yosef HaShemayel HaPapa, V'ha Maile Kometz V'chutz, Di Hava Kubikatani. What do you mean? But what about the case of one who brings a Kometz of flour from a Mincha outside of the Azara, outside of the temple courtyard, which he's not allowed to do, and that's a case of e, that's an if case. That doesn't usually happen, if the Tana does teach it. So we see that it is including the list of kamatsim, even things that are unusual. And therefore, if it's really true that a whole kometz comes with a chavitin, if there's no kohen gadol, then it should be mentioned over there. And it says it wasn't brought over there. It shows that even when the flour gets doubled, the lavona still stays the same. May have a law came out from this. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Toshma, let's take a look. The Tana was in a verse. A kohen gadol shemeis v'lo mina achir techtav shalim ha-shachus v'shalim ha-b'nabayim. Holy sons about the morning and the whole afternoon. Mafrish lak shnei kamatsim v'mafrish tu kamatsim kom ha-shachus v'komatsim ha-b'nabayim. Mafrish lak shloshus lugan, three lugan, lugan mechsa, shachus lugan mechsa b'in ha-b'nabayim. Mani, now who is this person going? Like Elim Rabbanan, we're going to say he's going to Rabbanan. I'm going to come out that the levona is doubled, but the oil is not doubled. Ma'ishna levona seduch b'la, ma'ishna shema. Shamna de loch bala. Ella abba yosi in the study. Somebody says, the arme chavite coin gadol, ba'al mishne kamatsa baya. That he says that the regular chavite no coin gadol always needs two kamatsa lavona, loch bala, vishemen, loch bal. And the lavona is not doubled and the oil is not doubled. So this question is about whether the oil is doubled according to the view of abba. Abayosi, we're good with, and we see that it's not doubled. Umi the shaman la abayosi, and the story look well, if that's not doubled, the one of the shaman la rabbanan, name lo chavana. So the shaman. The Levon and the Shemin are also not. The halacha is a good reason. Oh, you said that when the Kohen Gadol is alive, he's going to bring an entire kometz of Levona in the morning by the morning chavita, and another whole kometz of Levona in the afternoon chavita. And we are Rabbi Yochanan. Halachi, you really said it? For I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha is not Mishnah. Halacha goes against not Mishnah. Time when it's not Mishnah. Chamisha kometzim. There's only five kometzim. Therefore, it doesn't bring the kometz of Levona of the chavita. So the Mishnah follows the view of the Chachamim and not of Abba Yossi. Amarai ninu v'alibid Rabbi Yochanan. This machlokas Amarai is what Rabbi Yochanan actually said. One says he said it went according to Abba Yossi, and the other one says it goes according to always goes according to a Stam Mishnah. Hajin Allah. Hatachela, sing the la la la, oh, and the la la la, eh, and the letter, and the letter, and the letter, da 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 da. You know what I mean? I guess let's go back to Lamed Ches and quickly. Hatachelas, Enema Kevus is 11, and there we are. Yotzi Zayin, beautiful. Mazel Tov one and all for finishing the fourth perek of Maseches Menachos. With that, my friends, we're going to step over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.